here's how to put a link in a PDF. So I took the step-by-step instructions on how to make a PDF, and I'm going to show you how I'm going to use the screen dot as a link. So you want to make sure in your InDesign document that you have created a pattern so your viewers know when a link is a link, and that's where we're going to make the link. So to do this, we are going to choose Tools, Edit PDF. Okay, so to edit PDF, this is Tools here. You can click Tools and do Edit PDF, and it'll open it, and you'll know you're in edit mode because you'll have all these different lines around things. Try not to mess with those because it could cause you a lot of headaches, or you can click over here, the little Edit PDF. Now, what you want to do is hit Link, Add, Edit, Web, or Document Link. And then come over, and because I'm going to use this green circle, I'm going to click, hold down my mouse, and drag across the area that I want to be the hotspot. I'm going to leave it at invisible rectangle, and I'm going to leave it so it opens to a web page. You guys are probably going to want to do the same thing. The other thing you can do is you can make it so you can go to a different page view or a different file. For this class, let's just do open a web page so you guys learn how to do this. Then I'm going to hit next, and I'm going to put in the URL. The best thing to do is to go into a browser. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up my browser, and I'll just go get Marshall, for instance, and let's just go to the home page. I'm going to click in there, do a Command A, do a copy, and then I'm going to bring that link and put it right in here. And the reason I like to go copy it from the actual page is so I get absolutely nothing wrong. Because if you have one little thing wrong, one little period out of place or whatever, it's not going to work. That path has to be perfect. And notice what I saw in the link isn't the same thing as what I got, because you always want this code that goes in the front, or this https://www. You want that in here for it to work. So once you have the link in there, click OK. Notice it put a box around it. Now I'm going to save, and I'm going to quit it. And here's that file that I was working on. I'm going to double click it, and let's see if it works. Yes, it does. There it is. So that is how you put a link in a PDF. And the only way your viewer knows is if you give them a hint, like you're consistent, like if every green dot in my document has to be a link. And here are the step-by-step instructions in case you need those as well. Now, once you finish your file and tweak it and get those two links in, you are done. You can submit it to Blackboard, and you are done with doing work for the semester. Just remember to come for the final exam. Okay, guys. Hope that helps.